Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talks session. My name's Jack Stratton, I'm your host, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Per Rotsius, e-commerce advisor at Aventia, and also Ulrich Lilius, who's a senior business advisor. Hello guys, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hello Jack.
Lovely to be able to chat to you today, and we're for once, because I think we haven't had a chance to interview anyone at Aventia on this kind of area before, so this is really interesting for me and something I'm not particularly knowledgeable on, so I'm going to learn lots, I hope, in this session. But my kind of introductory question here to kick things off, and then we can see where this conversation goes, it's how do you digitize, understand and optimize complex sales in B2B? I know you're both, you've already mentioned to me actually previously about this idea of complex sales. So if I go to you first, Ulrich, and then we'll kind of pass between you. Let's get your take on that. How do you digitize, understand and optimize complex sales in B2B?
Well, that's a hard one. But if you always be ready for the next change, that's what I'm aiming for. Always be ahead. Always be ready with all your information that could be valid through our complex sales. It's going so fast out there with new channels, new entities that's coming up. So always be ready for the coming channels that you could sell in. For example, B2B. Okay, it's traditional. We have gone through the sales guys traveling around. We're going digital. We're finding always new sets of present our information and our products in different channels. So just be ready to engage those markets. That's how I should say what your top mind should be.
Per, how about you? Would you kind of take a similar view?
I usually start by saying that the B2B market is far more complex than online retail. There's often long-term business relationship between business customers with recurring purchases. But B2B customers also expect convenient online ordering options that they know from the private life. So it's all about flesh and blood, actually, to start off with. And that's a take that coming from traditional mail order to direct marketing and then the transformation to online sales, that we see the sort of a change between working on a retail on compared to B2B business. You have a lot of stakeholders, you have a complex landscape due to a lot of mergers, you have an aspect of different cultures, traditional way of working, and tradition of doing business, and that's all in a complex way of selling between businesses and companies.
That's interesting, because I was about to kind of ask, almost to take a step back, you know, what makes, and I put this to you, Ulrich, what makes a complex sale complex? Per touched on it a little bit there. The cultural point, I really understand. I think of traditionally, you know, B2B processes being quite different to B2C, even though actually then they're increasingly not. But what to you makes a complex sale complex?
Well, complex is to get the correct information. If you're in the middle, if you are a producer, a manufacturer, you have all the information that you need to make the sales. But if you're not, if you're just one brick in a long change, to actually get that information and have it ready for your market, there's a different kind of legal requirements that sometimes your partner doesn't know, but the end user, they need to understand and know what legal requirements, and do you as a sales guy, can you help the end user so he could follow or she could follow the legal requirements that are valid in their business, for example. And if we're talking about configuration, which product fits together the other one and so on, that's more important than if you talk about B2C and in that case. So there's a lot of different kind of configurators, legal requirements, environments that you should fulfill, and that should you be able to help your customer with that or not.
And Per, going back to something you said, that kind of cultural point, is that changing from your experience and use cases and the kind of stuff that you're working on? How is, B2B complex sales, how is that changing culturally? Is it changing a lot? Has it changed a lot in recent years? Or do you still find that actually there's a lot of kind of traditional ways of doing things that are quite stubbornly kind of carrying on?
I would say that there are two aspects of that statement. One is that we have a new generation of users that are used to work online. And then we have the little bit older generation, which I represent, who have a tradition in working in a print manner. You like to have your catalog. You're used to using the phone in putting the orders, which means that you have a transmission in how actually to encourage the work and using the online solution. And that's also a question. Is what we're talking about, we're going into sometimes on a customer portal, which is sort of the heart of a B2B solution. And then you can ask, is this an order channel or is this a sales channel? Sure. Because I see that is two different ways of looking upon how you actually should use e-com in this complex business that we are doing. So how could we actually expand business online and bring value to the end user?
And going back kind of to that initial kind of introductory question, you know, if we're looking specifically at, we talk about digitizing and understanding complex sales, but optimizing them. So if for anyone listening to this thinking about, yeah, but how do I optimize complex sales in the modern world? What would be some tips that you would give, Ulrich? What kind of, and I know, of course, it's a difficult question to ask because, with the very nature of a complex sale, I suppose, is that it's always different based on the different clients, the different users, different consumers or whatever. But broadly, are there any kind of broad sort of tips or things that you always say to people they should be doing when it comes to complex sales?
To make it uncomplexed, actually. That's what it's handling about. It's more about handling the product information on a level that so I could handle complex queries, setups, and so on, so I could actually have the information should be ready for me, because I could use this product in different ways depending on different kind of information on it. So it's actually to narrow it down so I have the total information complete naked, instead of trying to make composed just trying to package them together in, okay, this is super for you, but just to narrow it down, take it naked, the information, so I actually could use it what it's for. So helping my customers doing business, that is my recommendation. We should talk B2B, but maybe business for business. Help my business making business for your business, actually.
And that, going back to you, Per, that I think both of you have mentioned a few times information management. That feels very central to this, I suppose, with complex sales, is that actually the more complex the sale is, the more channels are involved, the more important it is that your centralized information is reliable, that you've got that one source of truth. That feels very, very important. Is that fair?
Sure, absolutely. And information is what you should trust and have up to date, of course. But what I see from maybe a little bit different angle, and that's how you look upon the organization as well. You have different roles, and you should have, you said previously what to think about. And for me, it's very important that you have clear roles within the organization, that who's going to do what, and understanding that you have sort of a new organization set up and new roles that you need to handle, and you need to know what they're going to do. If you're setting it up, how's customer service going to provide this? How's the logistics going to see? What's the marketing activity? So we have a change of organization as well, which is what I've seen working in these environments are a tricky question actually to solve.
Absolutely. And maybe as a kind of as a kind of final pondering question for both of you, thinking about complex sales and going back to being what we've been talking about, understanding them and optimizing them. What, obviously it's a very challenging environment. What do you see coming next? What are the kind of big trends for you in terms of B2B and complex sales coming in the near future? Is it just more channels, more complexity, or is there something else coming? Is there something else coming along that's going to make this a lot easier? I'd love to get both of your thoughts on that, on, you know, what's happening in the future in relation to this stuff. So start with you, Ulrich.
Well, I have been talking a lot about product information and how we actually should explain and enlighten the products that we're selling. But I should say that information is quite stable. I should say that it's more and more how we could actually make the purchase, or what is it that we call, how we purchase it. Is it different how we buy it? There's differences. I should say that we in a B2B, there's different kind of handling. Is it just going to an e-com site, or could I handle it through my app? Do I need different kind of set roles set up, just as Per said here? Okay, I could be filling up on basket, but I'm not allowed to make the push to buy it, and all those complex integration with different kind of projects and so on. So there's always new way of handling. So I could do my purchase all the way out at, for example, the construction site that I'm on, and I need this information and I need to do this purchase. So it's more like handling the organization complexity in a system, instead of just having the information at the right time.
And how about you, Per? What do you see as being the most pressing developments in this area?
Two aspects there as well. First of all, talking about what should I as a salesperson do now when the end customer do all the job by him or herself? Yeah. We are interfering to some territories where I feel that I can't do my job. Well, sort of, sure, you can do your job. You can help the end consumer in choosing the right product, but you don't have to do the administration. So that's one aspect that I think will change a lot. Another aspect of it is that you look upon, as Ulrich mentioned, you look upon the services that sort of eases the day-to-day business for the retailer. You could send notifications to reorder. You could make it easy to identify how to order spare parts. How should I sell packages? Could you involve third parties, etc.? So I think we're back to complex sales, but you add on services, you make it more smooth. You have services that help the end consumer or customer in the long-term perspective.
Fantastic. I could add that to Per as well. It's just about, we talk about a lot of it in marketing automation, because I know that I have bought this, or I know that you, Jack, you have bought some stuff for me. We call marketing automation that you need. Okay, I'd like to read a certification on my on this thing that I bought last year. Yeah. I need to check it and make services and so on. So there's a lot of those coming up. Is it complex? No, but it's about helping the customer.
Yeah.
You could also see that some kind of a subscription, for example, both on services and on spare parts.
Mm. No, it's really interesting. Ulrich, Per, it's been so interesting to listen and learn a little bit. I feel like we've tapped into a subject here that you could probably spend hours talking about. So it's difficult, really, because I could ask you 1,000 more questions. And perhaps we'll do some more podcasts on this area and dig into different aspects of it. But thank you so much for your time, Per and Ulrich, today. So we've got time for, as ever, do check out more of our Modern Commerce Talks up on the Eventia website. And we look forward to you listening to the next one. Thanks very much, Per. Thanks, Ulrich. Take care.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, bye.